This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of May 12, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. House Speaker Glenn Cassada has been fighting for his political life, and it's not the first time his reputation has been on the line. Many lawmakers have called for the Franklin Republican to step down. That's after the leaking of sexist and racist text exchanges with a top aide. The scandal has renewed questions about Cassada's personal behavior. WPLN senior editor Chas Sisk says this isn't just a crisis for Cassada, it's a problem for Tennessee's Republican Party as a whole. Hi, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
Well, first of all, give us a little background on Speaker Cassada.
Right. So he is a Republican from Williamson County, and he's been in the legislature nearly 20 years now. And he turned 60 later this year. So about a third of his life has been spent as a state lawmaker. Now, he might not be a household name across a lot of the state, but he is one of the most important figures in Tennessee politics over the past decade. A lot of people give him credit as being the architect of the Republican supermajority in the state house. He's an excellent campaigner. He's a very strong fundraiser, and he's really good at lining up votes in the legislature through the power of persuasion. For all that, he became speaker only in January, but in a lot of ways, he's been the center of power in the state house for a long time.
But he's had this Achilles heel, right, though, his personal life.
Yeah, that's right. And that was made crystal clear in 2016 when he faced a tough election for majority leader, which is the position just below Speaker of the House. There was a blog that circulated a story with photos of Cassada schmoozing at a bar with some young women, and there was implication that he was having an affair. Now, he flatly denied that to the caucus and in front of reporters and everything. This was around the time that Cassada was defending Jeremy Durham, who was another Republican from Williamson County, amid allegations that Durham had sexually harassed nearly two dozen women at the Capitol. So that raised a lot of questions about whether Cassada really understood why people found that to be wrong. Brenda Gilmore, who is a Nashville Democrat, she's now a state senator, but she was a member of the House before that. She says these texts explain a lot about Cassada's past actions.
I think it sends a message that he really does not value women. And it's not an isolated mistake, but it seems to be a pattern now.
You know, but up till now, Cassada has ridden these questions out. And I think that's because really a lot of Republicans believe they owe their political careers to Cassada.
Well, why has there been so much more attention paid to these sexist texts rather than the racist ones?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and many people are wondering about that, especially people of color. Another lawmaker who spoke out about this last week was Vincent Dixie, who is also a Democrat from Nashville and also African-American. He notes that the racist text came out first, but it was not until the sexist text came out that Cassada's chief of staff, Cade Cawthron, was asked to resign. And he says that reflects a societal bias. People are often more sympathetic to white women as victims of discrimination than African Americans.
When the news broke about the racial epithets, it was a good story, but nothing happened. Nothing was going to happen. But when the text messages came out about objectifying white women and the drug use, all arms went up. Cade has to go now. So we have to use this opportunity to talk about race and white privilege.
And, you know, he makes a really good point, and it's one that, as a journalist covering the story, I and other reporters have really needed to reflect on. One detail that needs to be mentioned, though, is that none of the racist texts that came out were actually sent by Cassada. It does appear that he received one that had a meme about black people, but it's not clear that he responded to it. So it's kind of hard to assess whether he shared his chief of staff's thinking. But on the other hand, Cassada actively participated in lewd exchanges with Cawthron. And in one of those texts, his aide boasted, like father, like son, meaning he was trying to match Cassada's behavior with women.
Well, this is now the fourth year in a row a Republican lawmaker has had to face questions about his behavior toward women. You had Jeremy Durham in 2016, Mark Lovell, a Memphis Republican who lasted just over a month in 2017, and David Byrd has faced calls to resign since last year over alleged sexual misconduct with minors in the 1980s, and now Cassada. So how damaging is all this to Republicans?
Yeah, I think that's the big question. Some longtime Republicans are definitely worried about that. It really didn't surprise me at all to see that one of the first people to call for Speaker Cassada's resignation was Knoxville Republican Bill Dunn, who's been in the legislature even longer than Cassada. Another person I happened to talk to last week was Victor Ashe, who's been a legislator and is Knoxville's former mayor and just really around Tennessee politics for a long, long time. he made it clear that he thought it would be in the party's best interest for Cassidy to resign.
Certainly, I think the Republican Party would be better off, because as long as he's there and these issues continue, and particularly if more information comes out on a variety of issues, I think it becomes almost a Chinese water torture treatment for the Republicans.
You know, Republicans really came to power in Tennessee in the wake of a couple of scandals, the Rocky Top scandal in the late 1980s and Tennessee Waltz in the 2000s. And so they really promised to clean up the venality around the state capitol. And you really saw that theme continue on through the most recent election. Governor Bill Lee ran on a promise of upholding evangelical values and exercising moral leadership. Now, it's true that there are Democrats who've been accused of sexual harassment. Rick Staples of Knoxville is one person earlier this year. But Republicans are in charge, and they keep saying they're going to fix the problem of sexual harassment at the Capitol. And these stories raise the question of whether they have. And a fundamental question is whether they can get past them with Speaker Cassidy in charge.
Well, thank you, Chas.
My pleasure.
Chas Sisk is a senior editor at WPLN. You can keep up with our political coverage by subscribing to the TriStar State. You can find that at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.